Dun. Hey everyone, it's us. We're back.
What's up?
For your daily, the weekend roundup show, where your daily is a website where I post interesting or things that I find interesting on the internet throughout the week, and at the end of the week, Dexter and I, my son, it sounded like a priest. Dexter and I, my son, we talk about them, or I explain them to him, and he decides whether or not he gives a crap. So,
and most of the time I don't.
And most of the time he doesn't, but he shows up anyway, you know. So you're a team player, and that's all I ask for. So, whoops, whoa, hey, volume, sorry. Anyway, okay, so the first item up. What the heck am I doing? Hold on.
Being stupid?
I am, kind of. There we go. Whew. Okay. The first story for today is man uses electrodes to turn his face into a music visualizer.
Now, how does that work?
What we got here, and I'd play you the video, but it takes quite a long time for it to get to where it's doing. But you can see from the picture there, he's got a bunch of wires taped to his face.
Mm-hmm.
Those wires are hooked up to a MIDI music computer thing, and they're attached to different connector points of his face muscles, and each one of them is attached to a different frequency note. Mm-hmm. So when the video starts out, it's like just a couple of notes, so it's like boop, boop, beep. And what's going on is like all of a sudden his eyebrow will raise, and then his mouth will twinge to when the different frequencies are happening. But then, about halfway through the video, the music starts going crazy, and his face is just going, and it's all attached to this music, and it's actually super duper crazy. I mean, I'm assuming to make it do that, he's sending electric shocks to himself, so it's probably kind of painful, is my theory on it. But at the same time, too, I'm watching it, going, God, that's brilliant. I wish I would have thought of that, you know. But I never would have. And I'm sure it probably took like tons and tons of work just to do this really entertaining thing for like 5 seconds. Because, I don't know. And he's got, I don't know. It was pretty interesting. So that's over on YouTube. Just search for, what would you search for? Man uses electrodes to turn his face into a music visualizer. Or you can watch it on our site. That's the other
which we would prefer.
Which we would prefer. Next, and I posted this for you because you hate the how slow the Facebook chat is, but yet a lot of your friends use the Facebook chat,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, now you know how you have a chat client. First of all, the title of this story is Facebook Chat with Pigeon. So you know how you have, you use Capetti for your Gmail chat, for your AOL chat?
Yeah.
You use it all in one. Well, another client called Pigeon, it's just like Capetti. Or Capete, or however you want to pronounce it. They allowed it so that you can put in your Facebook account, and just like with all your, you can do your AOL chat, your Gmail chat, and now you can add your Facebook chat into it so you can chat without having to use the Facebook interface.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. So that's over. It's a plugin that was created on or by the Google Summer of Code. And mm-hmm. Also, by the way, you're eating string cheese, and you're eating it right into the mic. Yeah, stop doing that. That's really gross. So that's we have a link to that over at code.google.
You're not doing it on purpose. Nice job.
No, don't. Really, really don't. Nobody wants to
do that.
I'm
doing it overly loud now.
I know, and no, don't do it. The opposite of me telling you to stop doing it is not to ask you to do it louder. I'm telling you. That made sense. Sure it did. You know what I meant.
You're crazy.
Anyway, the link is over at code.google.com. And you know what? It's Google. So I'm assuming there's a search engine there. So go to code.google.com and search for Facebook Pigeon. Pigeon spelled P-I-D-G-I-N because it's in reference to Pigeon English, not Pigeon the bird. So that's what that is.
Pigeon English?
You know what? I knew that. And now I can't think of what it is.
That sucks.
I think it's kind of like broken English.
Oh, so it's like text talk?
Maybe.
Like
TTYL, maybe. We had that conversation last week. I was trying to say, like, we were trying to think of what that's called, and you were calling it AOL talk, and I'm like, I don't think it is.
Say AIM speak.
AIM speak. That's what you said. And it doesn't make sense because when you use AIM, you actually have a keyboard. So, anyway, that's where we were with that. What's next? Oh, this one's fun. This
Stand
was
trombone.
This would. This was a link that was posted on Identica by one of my friends on there. Ashuma, I want to say it's pronounced. But it's just a link to a webpage that it's called the Sad Trombone. And when you play it... That's all it does. You click on it, and that's what it is. And that's at sadtrombone.com. And then after that, another person on Identica sent me a couple other links. There's apparently one for crickets, you know, like when somebody says a joke that isn't funny, and then in cartoons and television shows, they make the cricket noise.
Yeah.
There's one for that. And then there's another one for, I forget what the other one is. I want to say it's for a violin, but I don't know. It's another funny thing. So
I'm still eating into the microphone.
I know. Knock it off. Seriously. Or at least eat with your mouth closed. How can you? You're like the loudest string cheese eater ever. Look at that. You like stick your tongue out when you eat it.
I know.
You're
I'm like
a
lizard.
I know. What's going on there? Oh, God.
That's
gross.
How I eat.
I know, but nobody wants
gross. To
listen to
that. Oh, gross. I didn't
even
mean to make that noise. Okay, you know what?
Just stop eating.
Pumpkin carving photos on Flickr.
Yes, that's the next story. It's a link to basically for the season because when I posted it, it was Wednesday. Okay, are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. My God. I'm like 5 feet away from you and I can hear it. So since you're doing into the mic, anybody that's listening to this has probably stopped listening by now because they're listening to you eat food. Oh, my God.
Shut up. Okay. I'm doing it on purpose.
I know, and I asked you not to because it's gross. And now you're cracking your knuckles. Wonderful. So the next story is pumpkin carving photos on Flickr. So since this was Wednesday, it was a couple days before Halloween. You know, I was looking for Halloween stuff. So if you
That's
search
a pretty
for
cool pumpkin,
yeah, it's just one of them. If you click on the link that we have here, it's any photo that was tagged with the tag pumpkin carving.
But really, who would take the time to do that?
A lot of people. You wouldn't if I were here. Let me see if
people
the link
without
will
lives.
Open. If the link will open, I'll show you that there's like tons and tons of people. And no, I mean this is probably the first year we didn't carve pumpkins. We used to
yeah,
do
but
all
we'd
kinds
just
of
make
goofy.
Like faces.
No, we wouldn't.
And then I'd like stab into the head and make blood.
You forget we did a whole year where we went and we found a white pumpkin so we could do Jack Skellington, and we did one. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You, how can you forget all this stuff? You're like, how do people do that? You and I used to spend hours at a time
design.
Making the pumpkins. I know.
And that would take
we did stuff
a long
like that.
Time.
Like, look at here's the page with all the different things. There's tons and tons of different ones. This one's my favorite. Remember, I told you about this one. It's a large pumpkin and it's eating a smaller pumpkin. I think that.
Oh,
one was
I liked
pretty
one
good.
Of the Jokers. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, whatever. Joker's so played out this year.
Yeah, I know.
They even were making fun of it on TV before Halloween because it's like everybody's going to dress up. Every sad emo punk kid is going to dress up as Heath Ledger.
Even though he's awesome, I didn't. I just wore like an overly small tiger suit and clown.
That's because you're lazy.
Well, it was all Arthur's stuff, so.
Okay.
None of it was mine.
Next. Google Calendar gadget in Gmail. So they're getting one step closer to finally adding a to-do list to the calendar, which is like Ooh. One of the things that it's lacking. So if you don't like the fact that you have to click on one link to take you to your calendar in Gmail, now you can have, you know how on the side they have those, they have the chat and label widgets and all that kind of stuff? Well, now if you click on the, if you go to your settings and click on the labs feature, at the very bottom, there's one where you can enable Google Calendar, and it'll show you your calendar stuff in your Gmail. Yeah, I know. I got bored as I was saying that. It's neat, and I did it. But
in case anybody heard that bump on the microphone, that was my head hitting it because I fell asleep.
Because you have a large noggin. So anyway, that's that. You can have your calendar in Gmail.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
This question was asked to me recently at a job interview, and I looked at the guy, and I was like, really? You're asking that question?
I see myself at this job.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's such a cliche question, but at the same time, too, the answer you give is always going to be either really goofy or honest or whatever. And then I saw this comic, and the answer is, where do I see myself in 5 years? Right now, I'm seeing myself in your office, standing over your body, revolver in hand. I pull my resume out of your filing cabinet, slowly crumple it, and drop it onto your mangled corpse. Then I'm like, vacation approved, as I walk out the door. could be as soon as 3 years. You never know. So I thought that was funny. That's a little comic using that phrase. So where did I get that
What
from?
Did you say to that?
Oh, I said what I told you. I said, really? You're asking that question? I'm like, isn't that kind of cliched? Anyway, that comic was at marriedtothesa.com. But the guy laughed when I did it. It was an interview where it wasn't like he was being serious. He was just, it was just something he was asking about. So he thought it was funny. He thought he had to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. Well, something I found was the Flaming Lips, Freaky Martian Musical Fan. Finally touches down.
That was the worst segue you've ever done.
That's just something I found.
That's you're usually much better at that.
Really? My segues is usually just like read the title at
No,
random.
Usually you're pretty good at it. But anyway, he's talking
Speaking
about the next
of
story.
That, the Flaming Lips Freaky Flaming Martian Lips. Musical finally touches down.
The band The Flaming Lips, who have always done a bunch of their live shows have always been very interesting. Well, they apparently have the front man for the... let me just read the story for you. The front man of the Flaming Lips, Wayne Coyne, has always makes sure his audience gets the most whiz-bang for its buck. At live gigs, that means trotting around inside a giant hamster ball while dozens of Santas and aliens shimmy on stage. And this holiday season, it means a feature film. After 7 years, Christmas on Mars, Coyne's sure-to-be cult classic, is ready to touch down on October 28th. Shot in his native Oklahoma City, the shoestring sci-fi flick is the story of colonists on the Red Planet who are having the worst Yuletide ever. A Christmas baby, who may be the one and only hope for humanity, gestates and are in an artificial womb, but the colony's oxygen and gravity systems are failing. Can the survivor be saved?
No way.
Never. There was another thing they did years back where he had an experiment where they had everybody with boomboxes in the audiences. And they were cut off into different sections, and he orchestrated. They were supposed to turn up and turn down the boomboxes when he pointed at them, and he was making music with the different sections so he'd conduct them. I never saw it, but it always sounded like a really interesting and cool idea. So anyway,
and if you do it wrong, it would look really stupid.
Well, that's the point, is it's like you don't know what it's going to turn out like, so how could you do it wrong if nobody knows what it's supposed to actually be like? I just thought it was a cool idea. That story was over at Wired.com is where I got that one.
Whoa! Speaking of freaky things, yeah, that's right. HTML elements are explained by Flickr, and there's a weird school with red crap in it.
That this is at a website called webstandard.colando.de, which is actually in German, but it's a photo post, so it makes sense. What we have here is the picture is when you start out in HTML, you start out with the head, and that's the first picture in there. So it shows you the head element and then a picture of a head in Flickr, and then the next one, it'll show you, like, you know, there's body and li tags. All that kind of stuff.
And feet.
And it explains them all in just an interesting way through photos.
Boring.
Boring to you. Exciting to me. This next thing body is the last
pops.
Element. Yep, this is the last.
Speaking of body parts.
This is the last story for the day. I just found this one. And, wow, gross. But kind of interesting. Now, they also had, this is called Body Part Pops. Over at the company with the... you know, brilliant name of Brand New Products is what they're called at brandnewllc.com. They have a product where it's decayed corpse body parts that are on a stick because they're lollipops made to look like decaying corpse body parts.
Yeah, really?
In a cartoonish way, but jeez. Still, it's gross. And they also, they had another thing too that the reason I found this was because for Halloween they had... face-sized zombie masks that were lollipops. So it was, you put it up in front of your face, but you could eat it too. But it looked like it looked like a decaying zombie.
That's like wax
corpse
lips.
Face. Yeah, it's just disgusting. But I mean, for pop culture value alone, neat. But would you ever eat it? I don't know. I think I would be grossed out, even if it tasted like the best candy ever. It looks like that one right there is a. Hand with a huge gash in it, missing a chopped off finger.
Wow.
I know. So I don't know.
See, these are the kind of articles that interest me.
I know. I try. I try. So that's...
You get half articles that are like, oh, look, this is groovy new net.
Yeah.
things, and then you get like, hey, look, somebody was found sneaking shrimp out of the store in their pants.
I know, but also I have to put things up that I find interesting as well. But I try to pander to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, so that's the last story.
That was your daily. You can contact us by email at tmray1@gmail.com or send us a voice message by clicking on the button that says send me a voice message. Or you can subscribe by email by entering your email address and clicking subscribe. Or you can subscribe by the many RSS feeds at the top of the site.
Yes, and when you said enter,
or you could just come
address,
to the site.
You meant enter it in the field on the website that said subscribe by email.
Yeah, you know what? Shut up.
Because you were just saying, like, if they randomly just type it in anywhere. No, I'm just kidding.
You type it into the web address.
Right.
Just kidding.
So that was your daily. We will see you next week at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
I love you.
Thanks.